Welcome to Being Human,
a podcast where we get real about mental health, self-care, and our own experiences.
And being human in general.
And we're just two humans, Emma
and Jenna, getting real about real life and what it means to be human.
Hey guys, today we're being human about ADHD. Also, can I jump right in and just tell you what I was, okay. So, today I did something that I am not proud of.
Have you told me yet?
No.
What is it?
I spent money on Heyday.
On Heyday, like the app?
Yes.
No. You did? How much? Yes. How much?
$25.
Why?
And so I was just super excited, okay. And I've never spent money on a game before, and the rush you get from, like, all of a sudden being able to buy so many things is, like, okay. Intense.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was that impulsive? Be honest.
Yes.
Okay. That is perfect, because today we're talking about ADHD, and one of the impulsivity?
Yeah.
How do you say
impulsivity.
That?
Impulsivity. You said that it, you just said it slow.
That is one of, like, a huge characteristic of ADHD, so I think that was a good segue. Thank you for sharing. this is a judgment-free zone, and we welcome people of all everythings and game choices and money choices. I feel, like, a little bit funny because I was really reluctant to ask you if you wanted to, like, spend money on something for the podcast. Like, pay $6 a month for a new distribution platform, and here you are. Hey, guys, I spent $25 on Heyday, and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't regret.
No. Yeah, the way my brain works is so funny.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, yes, definitely spending $25 on something that isn't even tangible.
Perfect choice.
Amazing. I have, like, so my debit card is gone. I have a new one in the mail.
What happened to it? Did you lose it?
Okay.
That's
actually it is, but okay.
We need to calm down. I'm excited to talk about this.
Me too. Losing things is, like, a human thing, but also it just happens, like, a lot more, especially with debit cards. Like, I've had a million debit cards. But I didn't actually lose my debit card this time. My friend did. So anyways, I didn't even use my own money.
Who's the mom?
Yes. So I owe her $25 now, and I was can I just please buy something on this video game? I've never bought money on it before, and I'll pay you back right away. I have $20 in my bank account right now, because
I'll pay you back right away.
My dad has my savings account for me, so it's just, I can't access it, because I will do stuff like this with my money if I have access to my savings account. So, I have to wait for payday to pay my mom the proper amount back.
Anyways, thank you for that story, Emma. I really appreciate your sharing.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a tangent. Anyways.
So, today's episode is not sponsored by the Mini ADHD Coach, but it is, because we're going to be talking about it a lot. For reference, if you're looking at the video, I'm holding up a book right now called the Mini ADHD. It's called Could It Be ADHD with a Little Person? And it says, assess yourself with 25 ADHD symptoms. And if you're looking to learn more about ADHD, search at the Mini ADHD Coach on Instagram. She has so many good, like, designs and comics that kind of give a little bit of comedic relief to ADHD, but it also helps you understand it.
Yeah, it gives a little bit of context to the description.
I send you stuff from it all the time, right?
Yeah. And it can just, like, even in the book, it has, like, little illustrations, and it gives kind of extra context of what one symptom might be.
Mm-hmm. So, for those of you who don't know, ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And there's three kinds of ADHD, inattentive, hyperactive, and then the combined type. And so inattentive is like, can appear not listening and like just, we'll get into all of that later. But then hyperactive is like fidgeting and all this stuff. And then the combined type, which is what I have, is both of those together. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences living undiagnosed with ADHD, and then what it was like being diagnosed, and now, like, our journey afterwards.
Okay, so would you like to start sharing, or do you want... do you have, like, something in mind that you want to talk about first?
I guess...
from before diagnosis, right?
Yeah. So, when I was first, like... okay, this is what happened. I follow someone on Instagram who has ADHD, and they're very open about it, and they talk, like, what they experience, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I've never really looked into that. I don't really know a lot about it, but then I was, like, talking to one of my friends, and I was like, do you think I have ADHD? And they're just like, yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then I kind of was just like, ah, whatever. And I just dismissed it because it didn't really seem like it mattered all that much. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to my therapist about it. And she was like, I don't really see those in you, but, like, I'm not one to diagnose. Like, I think you should go see a health professional. And I was like, well, if my therapist doesn't think so, then I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of started thinking about it more and doing more research about it, and the more research I did, the more I was like, I definitely have ADHD, and it was hard to, it was like, all of a sudden, everything I did that used to be like, oh, what's wrong with me, I was then like, okay, this makes sense, this is harder because I have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find that?
Like, after diagnosis that I...
like, after you were kind of, like, you accepted the fact that you have it before diagnosis.
I think, like, something that we love to do is, like, once we see a pattern, we see it all the time more and more.
Yeah, just as humans.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I think, like, after I was, like, convinced even that I had it, I was, like, I was writing down, like, every single thing, basically, to tell my doctor. And so, again, it's hard to know if every single symptom I have is just, like my mom was saying earlier. Yeah, like, if it's just...
it could just be a character trait, you know?
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's... I don't know.
Well,
I have a hard time...
it's, with ADHD, like, everybody has these things go on. Like, everybody forgets things. Everybody can seem like they're not listening at some point. Like, it's not just for the people who have ADHD. I like to explain it as, like, yes, everybody loses things, but the amount of times I lose things in a day is just, like, not normal. You know? Like, everybody loses things, but I lose things, like, 20 or 30 times a day.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's not even, like, for me, it's, like, I lose the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm, like, losing everything I touch. It's usually a couple items that are just gone.
Yeah. For me, it's always my glasses, my keys, my water bottle, and the number one is my phone.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of the... I have this thing called a tile, and basically... you attach it to whatever, and then, so I have one attached to my keys, and then it's connected to my phone through an app, and then if I can't find my phone, I double-click the thing on my keys, and it plays a song through the app on my phone, and it doesn't matter if you're on Do Not Disturb, like, it'll play it, and it shows you, like, GPS and stuff, and then once you have your phone, you can use your phone to find other things. Like if you have one for your wallet, like you can use your phone to say find wallet and it'll play a song on the one you have in your wallet.
Yeah.
And it's like so amazing. Guys, I'm going to click it. Okay. So I'm going to double click it. It's going to look for my phone. It'll say found it. And then my phone will play.
That is so cute.
I've already showed this to Emma like 3 times. I'm Wait. Telling you guys, this is a saving grace.
True. You always tell me about it, but I don't think I've heard the song before. Maybe once, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on. Before we talk more about characteristics, what was the first thing that made you be like, oh, I probably have ADHD?
Last summer, I saw a TikTok and it, I know, if you're thinking it, I know already, but I was like, okay, all of these things that this, like it was some sort of doctor, something, psychologist or something, I aligned with like pretty perfectly for the symptoms of inattentive ADHD, which I had never heard before.
Yeah.
And so I did some research and I was like, okay, this is a little suspicious. And so, like, for some reason I was doing this when I was camping, when I couldn't fall asleep. And really? I literally, yeah, and I started crying because I was like, oh my gosh, like, if this is what has been, like, causing pretty much all of my struggles, like, and I'm just finding out now, like, it made me really emotional.
Well, and it's a big thing to finally have an answer for everything that's been frustrating you, like I said, feeling like, what's wrong with me? Like, nothing's wrong with you, you just have ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge for me.
And I was, like, asking kind of, like, my parents afterwards, and my friends, like, their opinions, and I didn't really get much support, like, not blaming them, but I guess they didn't really know, like, my parents are hesitant to get me diagnosed with something if I don't actually have it, but anyways, or, like, they don't want me to feel inhibited by
a diagnosis. That's what my dad says to me. He's like, Jenna, don't, like, label yourself as having anxiety or ADHD. Like it could, you could make it a placebo or something.
Yeah, and it's really, it feels, like, kind of, like, sad. Like, you're just being, like, your struggles are, like, dismissed away as, like, you're just not doing enough is how it feels for me. Like, and you're just not, you have a complex, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's
hard to explain. And when you're talking about, like, oh, nobody really understood it, like, I didn't get a good feedback on it, ADHD has, like, recently, in the recent years, become a thing that more girls have been diagnosed with because it's harder to see the characteristics in females because a lot of the times females are very, like, the hyperactivity is, like, mental, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's not everybody, but I've heard a lot that a lot of the, like, for me personally, like, I could be sitting here looking calm and whatever, but my brain is moving a mile a minute. And it's like, if there's a teacher looking at a classroom, who do they think are gonna has ADHD? Like, the boy in the front row who can't stop talking or moving, or the girl in the back who's not saying anything and sitting still?
Yeah,
they could both have it, but it just shows in different ways. Like, it's very subjective.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, like, same with me, everyone was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, like, and for a while there, I was doubting my diagnosis too. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, like,
what if I faked it during the, like, assessment or something?
There's a lot of imposter syndrome in it. Not to, like, blame the people around me, but, like, it's just, like, you hear so many times, oh, why don't you just do this? oh, why don't you just start your work earlier? Why don't you just, like, I don't know, just so many things. Why don't you just is what I hear a lot.
Yeah.
And it's so...
It's not that easy.
Unhelpful. Like, I think it's... And it makes me feel like, oh, yeah, why don't I just?
And then you're like, why don't I just?
I want to.
What the heck? And now you're like, okay, this is why I don't just. Because I have ADHD and it's harder to. Like, it's so much harder. And I'm not... We're not, like, unable to do... Like, we're not... I don't know how to explain this. But it's not like we're incapable of being independent. You know, like...
I'm completely capable of doing things I want to do really badly.
Like, yeah, and we have...
And there's a difference between wanting to do something and thinking you should do something. Like, oh, I should clean my room because I want it to be clean. But, like, do I want to clean my room? No. Absolutely not. So no. Then what happens? It just takes messy.
Yeah, true. It's like, for me, it's a constant battle in my brain. Like, even when I was on my way over here today, I was like, holy crap, my brain is in 7 places right now. Like, I had spent however long on my phone looking at this TV show that I'm really excited is coming out next week. And I was like, looking at, like, videos and pictures from that, and then I was like making dinner and like doing podcast stuff and like talking to my cat, you know, just like doing so much at once. And then I left the house and I was like, okay, whoa, reality check, like I am about to get in my car, I need to
like focus or, yeah.
And it's just so easy for my brain to be like obsessive too, like I feel like my mind, the way my mind works is, like, it's twitching all the time, if that makes sense. Like, all my thoughts are, like, bzz, 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 and then I'm, like, crap. And then I'm, like, I need to write this down so I remember to do this. And then I have this giant list on my desk, and I'm, like, I cannot do all these things. And half of them are, I'm trying to create this rule where I'm, like, okay, I thought of that, and I want to write it down. But I'm not going to write it down unless I think of it again, because all the time I think of things and I write it down and then later I'm like, why did I write that down? That's not important. And it's taking up space. Like, that is my experience with it. I forget things all the time. So sensitive to sound and light, which we'll talk about. But what's your, like, biggest thing? Oh, and by the way, can't sit still. Like, cannot. I'm playing with Silly Putty all the time.
Love that for you. So fun. I think for me, like, I think it's very clear that you have, like, the hybrid type where you're inattentive and hyperactive, because, like, my thought process is more like, okay, I have to do this today, and then it, like, expands, like, a million things within that thing that I have to do. Or, like, okay, I have to go to work. And then it's like, what am I thinking of that, like, you tap on it and then it goes like, like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like, more info, click.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, scrolling on a Wikipedia page is my best way to explain it. And then you're like, oh, what does this word mean? And then you click on it. And then, like, you read through the whole Wikipedia page until you don't know another word, and then you click on it.
Yeah, and it keeps showing you.
More and more, and then you have, like, a million tabs open.
That is so funny. The way I would describe my brain is, like, you're going on your computer, and then you're on a tab, but then all of a sudden, like, 20 tabs just open. It's like, and then you're, like so fast. Yeah. It's kind of the same idea, but different. Same idea, different.
But mine is, like... I don't know, I think I spend more time on one thing, like one subject,
and it but then it's like,
need
energy.
To know everything about it. That's like, or like if I have a research project, okay, this thing happened at this time, say it's a history project, then I'm like, okay, I need to know everything about this one point in order to feel like it's valid for me to put this down, because it could be wrong. Like, it's so annoying.
And... Speaking of that, you and I both had our own unique struggles in school, that kind of make a lot of sense to me now. And mm-hmm. I was talking to my cousin about this a few weeks ago, because she has ADHD too, and she's been kind of helping me understand it a little bit, having recently been diagnosed. And she was like, yeah, and I remember listening to your podcast episode where Emma was like talking about how she struggled to do projects at school and stuff. And then she was like, yeah, I thought she might have ADHD when I listened to that. For some, like, school is just, I always, now that I look back, like, I hated writing tests in the classroom. I needed to be by myself in order to focus. And sometimes if there's an English test or some math test, I would read it, and it wouldn't seem like a sentence to me. It just seemed like a bunch of words. Like, yeah. I couldn't string them together. If that makes any sense at all, like, I'd be like, oh, Sally, blah, blah, blah. How much is Sally? It would be just, like, not a sentence.
Yeah.
And I would have to really focus on it to get there, but then I'd be aware of, like, this sound in the back of the classroom or, like, the people right next to me or...
Oh. Jenna and I were long test writers.
We were
always
not because we were trying hard, but because we just...
Well, we were trying actually hard,
so hard. But, like, we're not tryhards. We're just, like, trying to be like everyone else.
Yeah, like, literally just trying to do the test is, like, five steps longer. Like, I never understood how people were just like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, the first person who stands up, like, sit your arse down. There's no way you're done.
Even people that are done in the middle, I'm like, bro, I still have, like, two pages left.
I don't think it's fair that teachers are like, okay, that's it. Tests away, pencils down. That's all the time you have. I'm like, why can't you let us have all the time we need to actually get this information down? Like, it's not fair to get a zero on something you never got a chance to answer.
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be testing your knowledge, not how fast you can go. Like,
yeah, it's stupid.
I have such a big problem with standardized testing.
So do I. And that reminds me... Sorry, do you want to say something?
Oh. Did it look like I wanted to say something?
And then I was like,
I took a deep breath, but there is something I wanted to say about earlier. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I say it now?
Fine.
Remember
your thought. It was about telling the university I have ADHD.
Okay, great. Okay, so I wanted to touch on the last thing we just talked about. Like, one of my biggest symptoms is, like, not being able to stay on task, like, to an extreme. And I don't know how my teachers didn't ever pick up on this or, like, think that it was ADHD, or I guess they might not have been educated on it, but, like, my first grade teacher, for example, first of all, I'm 6 years old, and she was like, we were supposed to do group work, and, like, with blocks, and I just was, like, making a tower out of blocks because I was, like...
6 years old.
Yeah, and I was doing the instructions on the thing. It just... I couldn't compel myself, I remember it so clearly, to draw the pictures. Like, we had to do it step by step.
I remember that.
Do you remember this project? Yeah. Yeah, so
it was, like... Do it, draw it, right?
Yeah, and I was like, that's so stupid. Look how fast I can... Bop, 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 bop. Cool tower. Knock it down. Let's make another one. Bop, bop, bop. Like, literally, I was learning in my own way, and then she yells at me and tells me I deserve a level 0, and all my friends deserves a level 3, a level 2, or a level 4, a level 3, a level 2, and Emma, you deserve a level 0.
Because you're doing it in your own way, and you have ADHD, like...
Yeah, so annoying, and, like, let's think... Doing work in the hallway would never get done.
I can't.
No.
Do you want to do work together? No. I get literally nothing done.
I'm okay with, like, one person that wants to, like, work quietly beside me, or, like, if we're on a power focus together. Like, you and I were pretty good at that together.
I still struggle with that a little bit. Like, no matter what, I'm always gonna get more done if I'm by myself.
Interesting. I'm not.
It's like the presence of other people. One thing with ADHD is you talk a lot very fast, or you don't talk at all. That's me.
And, I'm more of a quiet one.
And, like, if I'm with someone, I feel like I need to be talking to them. It just feels pointless. Or I have a friend who's like, do you want to FaceTime and do work together? I'm like, sure. But then she's just on FaceTime, and I'm like, do I say something? I need to say something, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just...
So, yeah, on that note, like, I would literally just be sitting at my desk doing no work. And my teachers were like, oh, yeah, she's fine. Like, I had A's and B's throughout my entire... What is that called?
Pardon?
What's it called? Elementary school? Yeah. Basically, this is what I do all day at school. The bare minimum. Like, they'd be like, write 3 to 4 sentences. On what? I'm gonna write 2 sentences. Like, it was just so mind-numbing. And I had way cooler things to think about in my own brain. So that's what I would do. And, like, grade 3, I cannot finish this frickin' old letter. Like, I stayed in every single recess until the year was done to finish it, and I never finished it because I just couldn't do it. Like, I think, is anyone doing this? But if there's a project I liked, like, there was, like, a poem project where I got to, like, make a dove. And it was so creative, and my teacher's like, this is amazing. So it was like, I guess that's why, like, I was so on and off. They must have just thought I was, like, being lazy half the time. I don't know. And then as I got into high school, like, the more courses that I took that I enjoyed, the better my grades were.
Me too.
Like, grade 11 and 12, my grades were, like, high 80s, mid 90s. And before that, they were, like, low 80s, mid 70s. So.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as you are doing something that you're passionate about or that you are good at, you know, like, for me, it's like,
besides,
I don't care
classes.
About this.
Yeah.
And I can't read these sentences because, one, I don't care. Two, they're confusing as heck. Like, people who are math people don't know how to write sentences,
they amaze
I feel
me.
Like.
No, like, math, sorry.
Like, in a bad way. It's,
no.
Like, shocking.
No,
it's shocking how bad you are at reading.
Yes, and math people, like, they just mesmerize me. Like,
yeah.
The way that people follow just instructions.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's so admirable.
We need to look through this book now because one of the symptoms is, like, has trouble following instructions. And it's, like, a little person being, like, a confused face with a little scribble over their head. And, like,
trying to
questions,
read a map.
Holding a note, holding a piece of paper that says 1, 2, 3 or something. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So,
like, that's why I hated labs in science. You follow instructions. Like, it sounds so easy. You just do what the book tells you. No.
That's
like,
not
the hardest thing
I never
could ever
really
do.
Struggled. Okay, here's the thing. I need instructions for a task that's, like, big. I like to break things down, but if it's, like...
I need my own instructions.
Yeah,
that's
but if
what
I
it
look
is.
At someone else's instruction, I'm like, do this for... And then do that. And then do... And I, like, skim over it, and then I'm like, this is freaking bullshit. I can't do this.
It's what, like, I think there needs to be... Is sorry to interrupt. Oh my god.
I'm just listening.
Okay. What I like is not instructions. I do not want to be told how to do something. I want requirements. So I like when there's rubrics, and I like when it's like, this needs to be this many words.
So
this
not
needs to
what
have...
you need to do, but how?
No, not no. What I like, I need the goal, but not the way to get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, because it's still your own journey then.
Yeah, I can just follow the dopamine.
Yeah, interesting. So, before we get too crazy here, so like we mentioned at the beginning, we're going to look through this short little book called Could It Be ADHD, and basically it has 25 symptoms. This episode might be a two-parter, but 25 symptoms, and we're just going to read them out and kind of like explain our own experiences with that, slash if we do have those experiences. So the first part of the book is inattentive symptoms. So Emma is all inattentive ADHD, and I'm half. I wouldn't say, like, I have more ADHD than you because I'm hybrid. It's just like I have
different
more of these particular symptoms.
Yeah,
you do.
You have different symptoms, like,
yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, they know it.
So, read the first one.
Easily distracted, and there is someone looking at a bird, very cute, at the window while they're trying to write something down. And then someone's talking to them, and then it's just like
they're a burger distracted. In their brain.
Yeah.
What else is there? Like a burger and a cat.
A spaceship.
An alien. A question mark. Yeah. Distracted by thoughts and things.
Yeah.
Number two, seems not listening. This is me. Like, if I'm on my phone or I'm doing something, like, my brain is all there and I'm not with you at all. Someone's like, Jenna, can you... I'm like, I hear a sound, but I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I said to my mom, I was like, I really hate it when you come up behind me and you're like, Jenna, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need you to be like, Jenna, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yep, just one sec, finish what I'm doing, switch to this. You know yes. what I mean? Like, I need that transition or else my brain is just like a pancake on the ground. Like, it's so splattered.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Or, like, even if I'm just doing something else and somebody's, like, kind of what you're... Yeah, sorry. I agree with exactly what you're saying, actually. Like, if I'm doing something, it doesn't have to be thoughtful work at all. Like, if I am just,
it's just
like,
where your brain is.
Yeah, like, say I'm cooking dinner or something, and someone's like, Emma, remember this tomorrow? Like, imagine a car going by. Hey, remember.
And you're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you little, why didn't I send this to you?
Hey, Emma, like, remember to bring your laundry basket.
And then, and then you're like sitting there like, what is wrong with me? Like, obviously they told me they're passionate about that, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. And even before I was diagnosed, I was like, I honestly didn't hear you. I'm sorry. And they're like, why would you not hear me? Like, you answered me. You were right there. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no idea why.
It's the worst when I'm watching TV, sense. Honestly. Yes. Yeah.
And the fact, and because I'm hyperactive, I always need to be doing something. So I'm often also on my phone. So sometimes I watch an episode and I'm like, how did this happen? Like, where are we in the show? I have no idea.
Yeah. So true. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Also, your mom used to get mad at us all the time for doing that.
Double like, screening, girl.
Jenna and I were just like two peas in a pod growing up. We were pretty much always on the same page, I would say. Like,
yeah.
Well, not to say that there wasn't squabbles, but I mean, like, in doing things, we'd be like so content with just going from like boom, 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 different yeah. activity, different activity.
And
different
we were
activity.
So passionate and impulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So playing was so much fun.
It was. Number three, difficulties with organization. There's and not much we have to say.
There's actually a picture of me in this book, and I'm struggling to put away my laundry and open mail.
This is Emma trying to put away her laundry, and there's, like, such confusion on her face.
Yeah, just, like, stress.
For me, also, it's like, I'm just going to say it. For me, it's like, I don't have difficulty with organization. Here's what happens. I get obsessive about my organization to the fact that I just can't do it anymore because it just gets too stressful and chaotic.
Yeah. That
Your turn.
Is an experience.
Yeah.
That reminds me that I got a letter the government with a check in it that I have not deposited into my account. What? I could literally give my mom the money back right now. Like,
how much is it?
I don't know.
X amount of dollars. Like, more than five.
Oh my god. I don't remember how much money it is because I haven't seen that check in actual months. Like,
no, you lost it.
No, it, yeah, I think it's gone. My mom is like, hey, I'm your deposit.
Hey, Emma, can you deposit that?
Yeah, that's what happens. Like, if we don't have a direct conversation, or if I don't care, like, I cannot make myself care about money. Like, but I do. It's so confusing.
You know what I did?
What?
A couple weeks ago, I was like, I'm going to start budgeting my money, figuring out exactly how much I spend. That's pretty reasonable.
The intention is always there. That's a normal thing, yes.
Right? Ready to hear how it gets insane? I am going to write how much money I have in my checking, how much in my savings, how much in my wallet, and then how much my balance is. So if I pick up 10 cents on the ground, gotta record it.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, but what's my balance? Like, why is there $2 missing? This is the end of the world. I have to go backwards.
Or, and like, we're not math people
I buy
either,
something
so
with
this
my
is like...
with my debit card, and then I go somewhere and I have to pay with cash, but I don't have cash, so I have to go to the bank and withdraw it. Withdraw from bank account $20 to wallet.
My God,
and then you spend it. And then I was like, ah! This is so bad. So now it's just like, where did it come from? Money in, money out. No balance, none of that. Like, it just gets insane.
I have a question.
Yes, what?
Like, did you want to just limit your spending?
I just wanted to know if I made more than I spent, which okay. I probably do, but it's just...
So that was tracking
I like
money?
To have control.
Yes. Have you ever thought... Like, what I do is I transfer, like, to my savings, like, pretty much all of my money.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
I put
every
all
paycheck.
My... Same.
And then my spending money is just what I have left over in my checking account. And I usually get to $0 by the end of the week.
Okay, next page. Difficulties to hold attention. Can you just explain what Emma's doing in this photo?
Okay, so... Stressing out, this is a little picture of a person stressing out because this new movie is 3 hours long. And then
new movie, 3 hours long, person's like sweating.
Yeah, and then reading the same page again and again. So
that is why it takes me forever to do anything.
Yeah. What I'd like to say is... Long movies do stress me out, especially if they're like, I haven't watched The Godfather specifically because it stresses me out because I think it's going to take forever and I don't think it's going to be that interesting because I think it's more of a talking movie, which I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, but I just am scared that it will be old and boring. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I can kind of relate to it. I'm sure other people do that too, but it's just like, this is not the first time. Has happened.
Yeah. I relate. Basically everything that Emma is saying about these, me too.
Yeah, and I think that's why I have like a rotation of comfort movies so that I don't get bored of them, but I already know that I like them.
So you're not going to be like, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, and like animation specifically is amazing because there's always things that you don't notice and it's like a form of art, right? Everything in the like in the picture is intentional,
mm-hmm.
because they drew it or they clayed it or whatever. Yeah. Like Coraline, I could go off. There's
I think
so
Emma
many...
just likes Coraline because of its like unique...
You don't know what happens. You think about it forever.
Yeah.
It's like unique, visually interesting.
And if the thing is, like when you watch things the second or third time, like you always figure something else out about it.
Yeah,
like you
that's what
something.
I love.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is make mistakes. And this, reading this page, I was like, it makes sense to me now why I'm horrible at baking. Because the picture
yes.
here is someone, like, shaking and sweating, holding a cake, saying, forgot sugar or something. One time I made cookies and I just forgot the butter, like, in the microwave.
I have actually forgot the sugar in a recipe
Ew,
before. It was terrible.
So
I was like,
yeah, it happens.
Why doesn't this taste good?
But the thing is, sometimes people forget to do things. But for me, like, literally every time I bake, I forget one ingredient.
It's so true.
So I don't bake.
And then, you know when people are like, read over your test?
Yes.
No. Can somebody else do that? Like,
yeah.
Check your work? No. Or like, you where it's the math problems that are like, what's the answer? Now show your work. Are you kidding me? You're making me do this twice.
Yeah.
That was such a thing
Not
in like grade three.
Brains are like that.
Oh my gosh, flashback. EQAO. I needed like 4 extra days to finish that.
Yeah, so did I. Were you in the extra room?
Yeah, like, and I was pushing it to the last day.
Me too. The next one was difficulties with instructions, and I don't think we have to explain the pictures. Like, basically, you can't follow instructions unless they're your own.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like this. Step one, do this. And you're like,
literally. Okay, don't get it. That is why math is so difficult for me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so, you have to do this way, or it's wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Next one. Weird. Oh my. Avoid difficult tasks. I don't do this. Do you?
Yes. Flashback to every science fair project, every speech. I would just sit and stare. Like, that was, like, that's a classic thing that I just do. I'm thinking even about the project a lot, but it's, like, what do I know is valuable information for this? Like, it was just, like,
yeah,
it was, like, so, okay, sorry. Let me give you these words. So, science fair project, they're basically like, research this and tell us about it. Like, that's what the research ones were.
Yeah, basically. Like, they wanted you to do.
And there was procedure ones where, like, you could make a volcano explode, which I hated the idea of following steps. It's just like baking, so easy to mess up, so boring. Mm-hmm. I wanted something to challenge me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it to be too hard. And, like, the research thing, it didn't have, like, a very clear expectation.
And you need an end goal.
Exactly. But that was, like, the thing that was the most interesting to me. So I'd have these topics that I loved. I loved learning about it. I would research for hours, but I didn't know what to put down. And I would just be, like, literally just thinking about
you have all this information. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I learned lots, but the execution was always hard.
Yeah.
Loose things. Obviously.
Loose things. Were we talking about this? You lose things all the time. Today, I put my running shoes on the top of my car, and I drove away, guys. Like, I drove away.
And guess what I did today?
What?
I put my coffee on top of my car, and I drove away. And then I was like, because I had, like, the kids I babysit in the back of my car, and the reason it was on top was because I was buckling the kids in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving away, and I hear, plump, plump, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that? Did I just, like, go over a pothole or something? And then I was getting the kids out, and I see coffee spilled all over the side of my car, and I'm like, just left my car.
I just saw my running shoes flying in the air. I had to reverse like 100 meters to get back to them. It's funny, like the things they do are funny once you're like, okay, this is ADHD. It's funny to be like,
not always though.
Not always.
Like missing super important.
Forgetful. That's the next one.
Forgetfulness. Like, there's so many things that I don't care about, but I do care about at the same time.
Yeah.
For example, what's a good example? Jeez. Okay, like money, for example. Like, I want to have money. I want to be able to pay for my education. I want to have spending money. But do I actually care about money? No. So it's just so hard to, like, remember that I have to deposit a check. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, I want, but I don't want. Or, like, doing my laundry. I want my laundry to be done.
But you don't.
But I don't care about my laundry at all.
You know what?
And I survive, like, out of a laundry basket, so it's not, like, life or death. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it might. This is just, I'm throwing this out there. This is a thought that came in my head right now.
Let's hear it.
What if it helped? I know you said you hate it when people say, just do this. I'm not saying just do this. I'm saying what if this helps.
Mm-hmm.
So, You know how when you look at a task, you're like, holy crap, that's a big task. What if it was put into, like, 5 different easy steps? You know what I mean? Like, you said you like to do things your own steps. Mm-hmm. Like, for laundry, step 1, like, pick up my laundry off the floor.
Okay, that's what I don't like.
You don't like that?
No. Like, no? What I would have liked is, like, floor needs to be cleared.
Hmm.
Laundry in the cupboard or something.
Like presented goal, that way. Yeah. Not what you need to do.
Interesting. Yeah, because the end, doing the step isn't motivating. The end goal is motivating.
So the floor needs to be cleared. The laundry basket, like, needs clear to go floor. Downstairs.
That's motivating to have your floor cleared. But what's been working for me a little bit is, like, sometimes I just need to, like, get started in order for things to happen, but that's, like, a lot harder than it sounds. So mm-hmm. if I'm, like, if I'm just saying, like, to myself, anything worth 100% doing is worth doing 1% or 2%. You know what I mean?
I don't get that.
So it's, like, anything worth doing that's 100% is worth doing a little bit, because...
Oh, to get there. Like...
Yeah, like, how do you eat an elephant?
What?
One bite at a time.
Why don't you just say burger?
Because an elephant's big. So oh. It's saying, like, oh, you just do little steps at a time. But even at just rewarding yourself for just doing the bare minimum,
yeah,
and not having any expectation after can be helpful if it's, like, more anxiety related rather than ADHD related.
Interesting.
Or it could work for both. I don't know. I'm just working with a couple different tricks here.
So you're saying, like,
but what I
rewarding yourself for doing a little bit is still, like good job, like you did something.
Yeah, you know? Like, not beating yourself up for what you didn't do, just, like, being, like, okay with doing the minimum. But you don't really struggle with this aspect, so it's...
No, I like to hear about it, though, and I think it's helpful for you to, like, look at it and explain it a little bit, like, even for yourself to make sense of it. I find talking about things makes it a lot easier. Refer to our last episode about therapy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, can I say one more thing before we leave that thought?
Yeah, sure.
But talking about that and actually just, like, now I'm thinking, oh, I'll probably just use what we just talked about now, because, like, I've kind of been realizing as we're talking about this, I am trying to motivate myself through the steps, like, fold your laundry.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want my laundry folded in a way.
Because you're like, oh, that's something I need to do.
Yeah.
But then if it's like laundry needs to be folded, it's like, oh, I like thinking of my laundry being folded. Like, that's relaxing to me, like, seeing it folded, you know?
Yes.
Interesting. So, we're at 53 minutes, so this is definitely going to be a two-parter. Do you want to, like, take a break and then come back and read the hyperactive ones?
Sure. I'm pretty hungry. Do you want to?
Yeah, we can go eat. Okay, guys, so we're going to end this episode here, and then we will be carrying on next week. So stay tuned. Hey, everyone. Thanks for being real with us today.
Subscribe for more about life and what it means to be human.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening from.
Stay real.
Stay human.